could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jess Lungilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalynn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by SCOE 10X. This is the ultimate odor eliminator. This will take out any issues you're having with pet odors or home odors or whatever, even mold. So, you can only get it at SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E, number 10X.com, and I mark my stamp of approval on this. I've been doing this long enough, and that is the only one that works. Also, don't forget about VitaCraft, Lick and Lap. It is the ultimate treat, a five-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at VitaCraft.us, Walmart.com, or you can find it in your pet stores. Don't forget Good Pets food supplements and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. Put the promo code of PETS in the promo box and get 10% off at GoodPetsFoods.com. If you're looking for a calendar, go to HashitBookGroup.com. And don't forget, coming up next year, a trip to Italy. Join me at 800-581-8942. And the booking number is 1382009. You can find out more information at TalkinPets.com. And it's booked throughout Colette Tours. This is Talkin' Pets.
The humans are cooking some beef, and I'm giving them my puppy dog eyes. Mom says that's not for puppies, but I only got one question in reply. What if it was for puppies? Oh, what if it was?
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
I think that's like the perfect song.
That's hilarious. I was dying of laughter, JP.
Good. That's the theme behind it. So, but it is true, though. I mean, it seems like whenever you're cooking a meal or, you know, the holidays are upon us, of course, and all of that going on and that smell in the house, the first thing that happens, your dog, your cat, whatever you may have, their nose goes up in the air.
Always. Oh, that's every single day in my house.
Well, you bake and cook a lot, don't you?
I do, yes.
I'm moving in with you.
I'm not so much a baker, but I'm definitely a cooker. Plus, I do make my own dog food. So once a month, I've got a two-day process that I go through that gets him all of his food for a month. Xerxes, my Rottweiler. But I cook for myself a lot. I love cooking. I love going to the local butchers here and going to the farmer's market and getting things and just, you know, I'm spoiling myself. It's my time now.
I don't see a lot of, I mean, well, I do hear some people. Every once in a while we'll get a call on the show that people, you know, cook for their pets, which is great, you know, if you can do it that way. But, you know, it's tough sometimes, especially when people have these, like, busy schedules and they're running here and they're running there. It's hard to cook for your pets.
It is. I mean, but I've been doing it for so long that it's kind of like I could do it with my eyes closed. And I have researched everything. I've, you know, talked with many different veterinarians. I'm using everything the correct way and putting the right, you know, elements in it that it needs for his optimum health and longevity. And I don't know, I kind of just like doing it. But then I do have a little bit more time than most people. I understand that. But I'm glad that he's not on store-bought food anymore.
Devin, do you cook for your pets?
No. I'm a big boy. I don't share food.
Well, that's true. I mean, if it's human-grade food, I mean, if you're cooking, it's like, oh, this really looks good.
You know, Sally gets in trouble a lot because she begs. So that's...
Aw.
Yeah, but that's because people fed her as a pup. So...
Well, this one, yeah. You got to see it, Jilly. Once again, like, you know, my cat Shadow, my black cat, she's all fine during the week. You know, she hardly even sits in the, you know, producer's chair. But as soon as we're going showtime, you know, and Devin's using the white chair, which is the guest chair. And because, you know, you're in a different location, Devin's in the white chair. And that didn't go too well with Shadow today.
No, she let me know. I got the Jilly treatment.
She did. And she was, like, not happy. And now she's, like, sitting here next to me with her. Every once in a while, her paw will go up in the air, and she'll try to grab me. But, you know, dogs, cats, pets in general, they're always looking for attention, which they do deserve.
Yes.
If you're going to have a pet in your life, you need to, you know, they deserve to have the attention, just like as if you had kids or, you know, a spouse or partner, whatever, significant other.
Yeah, it's funny. When I'm cooking, he's just staring at the stove. Like, is that for me? And of course it's not, it's for mama. And then when I eat, if I have anything left over, I will get up, but I take it into the kitchen and put it in his bowl. I don't feed him off my plate because that's a big no-no. But he might get a treat here and there. But it's funny, when I exercise, because I work out a lot, he goes nuts because I'm doing something for myself. So he runs around me in circles. He goes and pulls every toy out of his toy box and throws it in front of me. So I have to move it to be able to do my yoga. And it's just hilarious. You know, it's because for 1 second of the day, I'm not paying attention to him. He's going to prove me wrong.
Well, we are open to your questions. If you've got a training question or, you know, a behavior question, or you have a comment or a story, give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And by the way, if you're not listening on your favorite radio station, there's other ways you can watch and listen to us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. That's actually the jingle at Talkin' Pets Radio for X and also Instagram. So join our family there at TalkinPets.com, our website. And by the way, if you go to TalkinPets.com, there's a Listen Live button. And the archives are on there, too, under podcast. But you can also listen on pound 250 on your smartphone, and that'll direct you to Talkin' Pets when we're on live. And also Alexa, CRN4, which is our network, CRN4, tune in. Just tell Alexa that, and it'll pick up Talkin' Pets. So 818-818-6401 is the number, and we want to talk with you, of course, about your pets. So pick up the phone and give us a call. And Jilly, have you ever heard of the 3-3-3 rule for dogs?
Yes.
You have heard about that?
Yeah.
Okay, so the 3-3-3 rule is a guideline for understanding the adjustment period for newly adopted rescue dogs, or, you know, from a shelter or from a rescue group. It suggests that it takes roughly 3 days for a dog to start to decompress, 3 weeks to begin learning your routine, and 3 months to feel truly at home and comfortable in their new environment. So this rule emphasizes patience, consistency, and positive reinforcement to help the dog acclimate successfully. And you agree with that rule?
Absolutely. I think especially when the dog has not had an owner or never had an owner, for that matter. Some dogs come in, yeah, they're born in, you know, rescues. And they have attention, and they get to go out in the yard and play and stuff like that, but they just go back into a cage. So it's a very, very different life, and the decompression is the biggest part. And you have to be very, very patient and give the dog its space. You know, just because you get a new dog doesn't mean it's going to be anywhere near the other dog that you had. So you give the dog the space and let it decompress, and then it'll come to you when it's ready to do what it, you know, to go and play and do things.
That's a good point. Yep. So you definitely want to provide, to recap on that, provide a quiet, safe place with their food, water, bed, and toys, and keep interactions calm and short, and avoid introducing too many new people or animals.
Right.
Your dog may be stressed, scared, or hesitant to eat or interact. Those are some of the things that you would expect when they first come in. So we'll talk a little bit more about the 3-3 rule when we come back. But coming up, we got a story from Julie herself. But give us a call, 818-818-6401. And we have Name That Animal Sound coming up as well.
Yay.
So stay tuned for that. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details, so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033. Or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
of an ATM, you probably think of cash, but one bank in Sarasota, Florida is catering to customers who prefer biscuits over bills. TD Bank has unveiled the city's first ever dog ATM. Following last year's successful debut in Philadelphia and a new installation in just weeks in Coral Gables, the interactive machine gives dogs a chance to make their own kind of withdrawal, a free treat. Here's how it works. The ATM features a puppy paw mat equipped with a motion sensor that automatically dispenses dog biscuits. It even includes dog-friendly audio that talks to pups, creating an experience designed for wagging tails and smiling owners. We choose this location because we have a heavier foot traffic here. We have a lot of canine people and their pets going to the school, and now they'll have the opportunity to have a self-service ATM. While it looks like a typical ATM, this one trades cash for kibble, complete with a bone and hydrant motif that pays to the TD Bank's unexpectedly human approach to custom experience. We would love for one of our dogs to open an account with us, the bank joked, but with the owners being part of the TD family, we're very happy. Any dog is welcome in and on our premises. The dog ATM is part of TD Bank's broader effort to create fun, community-driven spaces at its locations. It's the first of its kind in Sarasota and one of 14 new dog ATMs being rolled out this year along TD's Maine to Florida footprint. TD Bank plans to open an additional dog ATMs in the coming months, the next one being Coral Gables, Florida. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Wow! I feel good! Super fly, super good, shoulda, coulda, knew I would. Super fly, super fresh, well, that's your mama, she's impressed. Super fly.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. What do you think about that story, Jilly? Devin, what do you guys think about that?
I think it's super dark. I love it. I wish we had one here.
You know, I think it's a cool idea. I'm sure there's a sponsor behind it. I don't know if that you mentioned that or not, but I'm sure there's somebody behind it. Other than the banks themselves, although maybe not. Maybe the banks are going to do it. But the thing is like I did watch the video of it a little bit, and there were a couple of dogs that came into the bank, and, you know, the pet parent took it over to the ATM for dogs. And when those bones came dropping out into a steel bowl, I thought the dog was going to have a heart attack.
These are for me?
it stepped back. It was scared because it made, like, this big clang. I think what they need to do is change the bowl. Like, make it a little bit less noisy, but when these milk bones or whatever they might be come out of that machine and hit that, you know, stainless steel bowl, it makes a pretty big noise, and the dog doesn't expect it. So
that's funny.
Maybe when the dog gets used to it, maybe that would be different, but in the beginning, it's kind of like, maybe I'd go plastic or porcelain, something like that, just not to scare them so much.
I didn't even think about that. Maybe they're doing it for sanitary reasons, but because it's easier to clean. But
I don't think the bank teller or the owner of the bank or the manager is going to get out there after every dog and wash out the bowl.
True.
It'd be nice, but I don't know. Maybe they are. Who knows? Maybe they have a specific employee that is the dog bowl cleaner. But I kind of doubt it in this day and age. I doubt they're paying for that.
Put that one on the resume.
Yeah, really. I clean dog bowls for a living.
Yes.
So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. There's probably people that do. So, I mean, I'm sure people do. I mean, I clean cat bowls. I mean, it's a regular thing, but they're my cats.
So yours is like, I'm going to serve it to my cats.
Pretty much. Yeah, like I always say, my cats own the house. I just, you know, live here. So
I think it's a good way to relate to the customers, too, and that the dogs are allowed to come in the bank as well, as long as they're well-behaved and things like that. Because, I mean, I used to live in Florida for a very long time, and people never did that. I mean, there was places to walk your dog. They supply bags and things like that. But a treat machine is super cool. You know, up here, even though we're very tiny towns, everywhere you go through, somebody wants to give your dog a bone. It's nice. Bump. It's very friendly. Yeah.
And you know what? And I get it. I mean, and, you know, TD Bank is the first one to actually do this. And I'm sure you're probably going to start seeing it more and more around the country in other banks and everything else. Because it is kind of a neat idea. I like it. But there's just minor little things here and there that they probably need to perfect. You know, and I think the point of sanitary could be one as well. Because if one dog's carrying something and they're licking all over that ball and your other dog comes in, you know, that brings up a little bit of a topic there. I mean, if that was me and food dropped out of a machine for me to eat and it was in the same bowl that somebody else had food that dropped out, personally speaking, I don't think I'd want to eat out of that bowl. Unless I knew the person. But
true.
Then again, that's a whole other topic. But on that note,
let the games begin!
So we're going to give you an animal sound, and if you can name what animal makes this sound, you can pick out a prize, whatever you want. As long as you haven't won it in the last 90 days, you can pick out something different. So we do have from Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks. You can go with those for your cats. We have for dogs, we have the Good Pets Foods, Hip and Joint Plus, the Multivitamin, and the Daily Probiotic. Those are supplement treats for your dogs. We have a book on pets, pets, pets from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We also have one on dogs from Chicken Soup for the Soul. I've got a new CD from a new friend of the program here, Trace Nixon. He's a country singer, and we have his new CD just came out. You can go with country music if you like that. We have the CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood, and it's a reptile music song music CD. We have the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. You can take it with you anywhere. And, of course, we have the SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. This stuff will take out anything, and it is friendly to you and your pets. So, I highly recommend the SCOE 10X. So, and you got to identify what creature makes this sound. Apparently, they don't run out of breath. But that is the creature sound. It is an omnivore. And what would it be? And you'll find them at zoos. They do live underground. And they're somewhat cute, I think. And you may have seen them in a Disney film. So, what creature is it? 818-818-6401. 818-818. 818-6401. That's the number to call. You'll speak with Sydney, and Sydney will put you on the air with us if you think you know what makes that sound. 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
And as Blondie says, call me. This is Talkin' Pets.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125.
800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The University of Cambridge's Queen's Vic Veterinary School Hospital, known as QVSH, is currently the only place in the United Kingdom to perform a new treatment that is helping dogs with severe intervertebral disc disease. According to QVSH, these patients are now being treated with a new enzyme injection, which is less invasive, safe, and significantly more affordable alternative to the spinal surgery usually needed for suitable cases. This new treatment works by delivering an enzyme directly into the damaged intervertebral discs, which then dissolves the central part of the spinal disc. When the central part of the disc is dissolved, it can potentially provide patients with relief from the pressure on the spinal cord without open surgery. As of earlier this year, QVSH has successfully treated 24 dogs, with all of them regaining their mobility within days of the injection. This is not a miracle cure, but it is an exciting new option for the dogs with severe spinal cord injuries caused by a herniated disc. These injections are much less invasive than surgery and can offer similar outcomes for the right patients. It is wonderful to see a non-surgical affordable solution emerging, especially when so many dogs are sadly euthanized because their owners just can't afford the surgery. Of the participating dogs, with four being lost to insufficient follow-ups, 38 of 48 dogs with intact pain sensation in their hindquarters recovered by a median of 11 days after they received the injection, and 4 of 10 without pain sensation recovered. The researchers also noted that no adverse effects related to the injection procedure were detected. Researchers conclude the study by stating that although uncertainty remains regarding the effectiveness of this treatment due to the small spinal sample size, a similar proportion and the time to recover were noted when compared with decompression surgery. It is also stated that the research that randomized controlled trials are required to assess the effectiveness versus decompression surgery. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Darren in Oregon that is going to take a guess at this animal sound. And I think it's kind of a tough one. The hints might have been helpful. But Darren, what do you think makes this sound? What do you think makes that sound? What do you think, Darren?
You know, it is a tough one. I appreciate the segment of your show, though. It's kind of fun.
I have to admit, I mean, when we started, we have a bunch of other games that we haven't played in a while. Maybe we'll bring some of those back. But I like the animal sounds because I've learned actually identify certain animals when I hear the sounds. And it was kind of cool when that happened.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to take a stab. I've got it narrowed down to two, but I'm going to say a fox.
Missed it by that much.
Sorry, Darren. It was a good guess. I could see the fox, but it's not a fox. But we're going to keep it open to somebody else, so if somebody else wants to call, Darren kind of cut it down a little bit. It's not a fox. It's smaller than a fox, this creature. So, Darren, good guess. Darren, Oregon, and thanks for your comment on the segment. And we're going to take another call. If somebody wants to call in, take a guess, you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Out to Devin, and our producer, he has a story for us.
The soaring price of pet food has a name, petflation. In CBS News Report, it's stressing and straining a lot of American households. The Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index shows pet food prices have climbed more than 20% since 2022. Pet industry analyst John Gibbons has tracked pet food since 1997. He blames growing demand and supply chain issues for the increase, which he says are going away once they are getting to that higher price. They're not going to give up. They are not going to go down. In light of the report, for instance, the Dogwood Animal Shelter says they continue to find ways to help ease the problem when a pet owner is struggling to provide for an animal. We have a great community. We have a lot of food donated to us all the time. We have community food bank that offer for families that are having a hard time, you know, buying the food and things like that. It might not be the particular food that you like to buy for your animal, but we do the best we can. Harold also says the alternative, unfortunately, is the shelter having to take back the animal. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family. Reporting, I'm Devin Leach.
So, we'll take that. I'll talk over it a little bit.
Okay.
So, the guest is still out there. Oh, I do like this song, though. This should be everybody's theme song right now. Do you know this song?
I do now.
You really don't know this song?
I don't know it.
You don't know it either?
Nope.
It's ABBA.
We haven't heard it yet. Wait.
Right here is the giveaway. And petflation. Lots of money.
Petflation.
A lot of money in the rich man's world.
Yeah.
But if you're middle class or poor like me, there is no money. And petflation is very real.
Yeah. I recognize it from the chorus, but I didn't recognize it when it first started.
Well, that's a shocker. Well, we're going to go back out to Oregon, and we're going to see if Randall knows what this is. What do you think, Randall? And I forgot to mention, we do have a 2026 calendar on a sloth. So it's sloths in all different positions. He's
a great animal. It's a gray squirrel.
A gray squirrel.
No, you're doing it all wrong.
Now, see, Randall, that would have been my guess. I would have guessed that. Because it does sound like a squirrel. But
it is.
It's not a squirrel, though. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, squirrels don't live underground. That was one of the hints. And I don't know if squirrels were in a Disney film. They probably were. But this one was a prominent character in a Disney film. So, Randall, you can try again on another one, but you lost on this one. Sorry.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's Randall out there in Oregon, and he was incorrect. So, what could it be? I will say another hint. They tend to live about 12 to 14 years in captivity, like at zoos or anything like that. And their gestation periods are 70 to 77 days. Let's see. I'd say they probably weigh about maybe a pound and a half. The males and the females, they weigh about the same. So, what do you think this creature is? They're kind of cute. And I can't remember the character's name in the movie I'm thinking of. Do you know what it is, Devin?
No.
No?
It's
a Disney film. Okay, this character was a prominent figure in The Lion King.
Oh. See, I was trying to think of like Zootopia or something like that. You know, I was like, oh.
I like Zootopia. It's like one of my favorite cartoons for Disney. But maybe it is in Zootopia. I don't know.
I know.
But what could it be? 818-818-6401. Remember, if you won something in the last 90 days, pick out something that you have not won before. Oh, we're going to stay in Oregon, and we're going to go to Karen. Hey, Karen, what creature do you think makes that sound? Which does sound a lot like a squirrel. I'll give it to Randall.
And it weighs a pound and a half?
Yeah, about a pound and a half.
That's
both the males and the females.
Ooh. I had said something originally when I called, but I think I'm going to change that. A prairie dog?
A prairie dog.
No soup for you!
No soup for you, Karen. No soup. Sorry, you were incorrect. You're okay, a little closer with the looks of it. But that's not, it's not a prairie dog, though. I know people have had prairie dogs as pets. They can be very, very nasty. I'll just say that. They like to bite. So I wouldn't recommend a prairie dog. But I wouldn't recommend this creature either. But I don't know too many people have ever had this as a pet. So you can guess again at another one, Karen, but you lost on this one. 818-818-6401. I think
you've stumped America.
Think Africa. 818-818-6401. That's a hint.
You said Lion King, so they already knew Africa.
Yeah, I know, but some people don't. Hey, there might be some people that never saw Lion King. I doubt it, but you know, there might be. Jackie out in Washington. Jackie's going to get it. I know Jackie's got it. What do you think, Jackie? What creature makes that sound?
I think it's a meerkat.
I would say congratulations. You are absolutely correct.
See,
thank you.
It was a meerkat. Did you get it from The Lion King?
No, I thought prairie dog first, and then you played it again, and I thought that's not a prairie dog because we had a lot of them up in Bend area. So then I went to meerkat.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Meerkat's the answer. So what do you want to go with? We have 2026 calendars. We have a sloth. We do have the SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator. It is amazing. It'll take out any odor that you have. We have cat treats from Vitacraft. We also have dog treats from Good Pets Foods. We have dog book. We have a Pets book by Chicken Soup for the Soul. It's brand new. I've got a country CD from Trace Nixon, a good friend of the show now, a collapsible water bowl, and we have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a music CD on reptiles.
Goodness. How about the SCOE 10X?
You got the SCOE. I'm telling you,
good choice.
Go wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, Julie, you like it a lot.
I love that stuff. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's the best stuff I've ever used. I had a leather couch once, which with my other cats. I had a male cat that had urinary tract infection and it peed on the leather couch. And the SCOE 10X was the only thing that took out the odor. For that reason alone, I praise it. So we're going to get you a bottle of the SCOE 10X, and that's going to come out to you, Jackie. So stay on the line, speak with Sydney. We'll get your address, and we'll ship that right out to you.
Great. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too, Jackie. Thanks for playing with us. And it was the meerkat.
Good show.
Thank you very much. We like to have fun. We like to be informative. We like to put it out there. But we like to talk to people, too. So it's, you know, we just do the show, but it's your show. So call 818-818-6401. We want to hear from you. I think that's cool. Jackie went with the SCOE 10X. That's awesome stuff.
Yes,
I mean, I can't say enough about it.
It's a great product.
You can't go wrong with it. So she's going to get that sent out to her. Congratulations. You got a story coming up from me. So stay tuned for that. Yeah, I know. But I like the song. Andrew's Sisters are my favorite. This is Talkin' Pets.
All the girls are crazy about a certain little lad. Although he's very, very bad, he could be oh so good when he wanted to. Bad or good, he understood about love and other things.
continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com. A recent study found that sperm whales use vowel-like patterns in their codas, which are sequences of clicks used for communication, much like humans use vowels in speech. These patterns have similar acoustic properties to human vowels and diphthongs, and the whales can control their duration and form, suggesting a level of phonetic complexity previously thought to be unique to humans. Some key findings were vowel-like structures. Scientists have identified a coda vowels and iCoda vowels in sperm whale communications, which are structured patterns of clicks that function similar to human vowels. Acoustic similarities. The spectral properties of these coda patterns are similar to human vowels despite their very different production methods, clicks instead of vocal cords. Controlled patterns. Whales can modulate the frequency of these coda vowels, with some having variations in length, long versus short, which is characteristic also found in many human languages. Diphthong-like patterns. The study also found evidence of diphthongs-like structures, which are combined vowel sounds, such as the oi in coin. A new dimension of communication. The discovery reveals a new layer of complexity in sperm whale communication, showing that their system has more in common with human language than previously understood. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
A-E-I-O-U and sometimes Y. The vowels are A-E-I-O-U and sometimes Y. Every word needs at least one vowel, as you will plainly see. A pet would just be p- without the vowel known as E. A-E-I-O-U and sometimes Y. You need a vowel to go with when saying hi. They're the sounds that ring out loud and clear in every word you'll ever hear. And names like Bo, Beep, and Bink all need their vowels to make them sing.
Beautiful.
Don't say you never learn anything on this show. I think that's fascinating, though, that they discovered that sperm whales use vowels like we do. That's pretty cool.
Apparently, whales have a very diverse language. It'd be really cool if we could figure it out.
You know what I think is fascinating is the way that people think UFOs, which do exist, and the government has come forward with that, but we don't know what they look like, per se.
Right.
But we are surrounded by aliens. We're an alien ourselves.
Yes.
But, I mean, everything on this planet is literally an alien because they're different than we are. Whales, dogs, cats, birds, everything. So, granted, it's not War of the Worlds, and we hope it never goes there. And if it is, it'll be a movie, and I'll be playing Tom Cruise. Doubt it.
There,
but,
there you go.
Or it could be Independence Day.
There you go. I love those movies. First one was great. Second was okay.
Yeah.
So, 818-818-6401, that is the number to call, 818-818-6401. And so, Julie, I wanted to say we were talking about the 333. And,
yes.
You know, you mentioned the first 3 days of decompression. The settling in factor, which is the first 3 weeks. So your dog starts to become more comfortable and their true personality begins to emerge. So what would you add on to that?
Well, in that period of the threes, that's a good time to do more observation of your dog. because they're going to start, like I said, coming to you because they're going to be wanting more attention, more love, more, you know, walks out and things like that. So observation of watching their mannerisms will tell you a lot about the dog. All their different, because there's so many different behaviors that can be all locked up inside and they've never been able to let them out. And
that's
hopefully
true.
They're all good. Hopefully they're good and not, you know, demonstrative. But it's a time for observation and giving the animal a little bit more rein, but observing what they're doing so that you understand them more.
So routines like feeding, walking, potty breaks, also, you know, bonding activities.
Yes.
But you want to give them, you know, some boundaries. You want to start testing that within the 3 weeks.
Right.
So after that, there's the first 3 months, feeling at home. The dog should be feeling secure and starting to form a strong bond with you. Any final thoughts on that one?
I think it's a beautiful thing when it does happen. I've seen a lot of dogs come home and they're so stressed out from being in the noisy kennel that they kind of pass out a lot. They sleep a lot and that's a good time for letting those 3 days to decompress. So once they start getting active and you're doing things and you're setting up your routine, which is very good for them. It's positive reinforcement in a whole way. But then when the 3 months come in, that's when you can start doing some training after, you know, in the 3 weeks, but that's when you can really start to get one-on-one with the animal teaching them tricks and things like that. You know, so many people jump in too fast and then they're like, this dog is stupid. He doesn't want to do anything, but because the dog isn't ready to do anything.
Right. So yeah. You got to remember patience on your behalf, and you got to remember also consistency on the dog's behalf.
Yes.
So that is the 3-3-3 rule, in case people you have not known. But so whenever you're going to your trainer, I mean, some trainers may look at you and go, what? But I think most trainers would probably know the 3-3-3 rule. But if they don't, then you can inform them.
And I think it's really important to just like with a puppy, to limit their availability to every room in the house. You don't bring them home from a kenneled situation and throw them in a kennel. You can put a kennel in that room and cover it and give them a den, you know, like a safe place to be. But don't bring them home and lock them back up. That's not going to be good for their psyche. You know, give them a room. You know, usually I say the kitchen is usually the least place they can get into a lot of trouble. And if they open doors, we'll put baby latches on them. You know, but it's step by step.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. We appreciate you. And don't forget, Talkin' Pets is on every week on your favorite radio station. Same pet time, same pet channel. And don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. And if you are looking to adopt a pet, please go to your local shelter or rescue and get one there. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
We say, so long, farewell, Avita Zane, and goodbye.
I hate to go and miss this pretty sight. So long, farewell, Avita Zane, adieu.
Adieu, adieu, to you and you and you.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.